the William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
Rod, what are you looking forward to most about the William Hill World Darts Championships this year?
Well, I think I'm looking forward to it because this year is going to be the closest it's been for a number of years. I mean, obviously, as we go forward and the PDC, you know, revolutionised the game, as in the lower levels, we've got so many players now that are capable of beating the top seeds. And this is what's going to happen in the early rounds. We're going to see a lot of the good players, the name players, go out in the early rounds. And I think that makes it exciting for me from the first day.
Van Gerwen's obviously the clear favourite this time round. He's just come off the back of a great performance in the Players' Championship. Is he your pick to lift the trophy?
If you look at the stats, you can't see anybody, you know, outside of Van Gerwen, to be quite honest. Although there's a lot of other people that are going to have an argument over that. But Van Gerwen at the moment has got this air of invincibility. You know, he walks on stage, he believes that no one can beat him. His B game is now around 102 and 103 average, which is what Taylor was at his best and how he dominated. So Van Gerwen now is dominating the game. But of course, you know, we've got people like Anderson, who's a reigning champion. He's got a lot to do with that. I mean, he is going to be there and thereabouts. And the outsider for me is Peter Wright. He's come so close on a number of occasions. You know, is this going to be the one he wins? And of course, the old fella, Phil Taylor, well, he will win more tournaments. And who's to say that this one ain't going to be the start of revitalising his career?
Is it at times like this during the build-up to the competition that you miss playing and wish you were back out there?
Absolutely, don't miss playing one little bit. No, I don't want to throw darts ever again. We've had a nice little bit of fun here this afternoon. But no, I don't miss playing darts. I decided many, many years ago, I don't know, over 10 years ago, to pack up. And from that day, it was a business to me. If I wanted some fun, I go swimming, I play golf, I go fishing, take my grandchildren out. Darts is not fun. Love the game, still love watching great games. However, playing it, no, my time is gone.
I mean, you talk about that as if maybe the pressure was too much in the end. Is that something that you think maybe affects players? I think Gary Anderson's had a few problems with dealing with being up there.
I think the pressure is obviously going to be not a problem, but it's going to be a force in the game. I mean, when you're talking about £300,000 for the winner of the William Hill World Championships, you know, on the 3rd of January, you're going to get a cheque for 300 grand. I mean, that is an enormous amount of money. I mean, just to let you know, I mean, back in 1995 I lost to Phil Taylor and I won £6,000 for being runner-up. That's how far the PDC have brought this game. The pressure, obviously, it's going to be on. I mean, we're sticking another 500 people in the arena. It's going to be packed out for every single session. Live TV, live Sky Sports, and it goes across the world. So that pressure, but they're used to it. There's no excuses, and you don't get no sympathy off the other players. You know, you either do it or you don't.
Having won premier events in both the BDO and the PDC yourself, how does the World Championships compare to everything you played in?
The World Darts Championship, the William Hill World Darts Championship, is the top of the tree, the top of the pyramid. Any business works on a pyramid. The top of our business is the William Hill World Darts Championship. Everybody wants to win that. I was very fortunate to win a lot of tournaments, but that was one that eluded me. And I suppose when you look back at a career, you think, yeah, something was missing, and that was it. There's a lot of other people that have not won it. A lot of other people like Taylor and Van Gerwen will win a lot more with his ability. But it's staying focused. There's a lot of great players that have been thereabouts, and all of a sudden they're not in the game no more. They lose their focus. They think they've made it. And the way, the depth, the quality and depth we have in this game now, you're going to get beaten if you're not serious.
And you talk about how anyone could beat anyone on their day. Is there any sort of real underdogs you're looking for to make a deep run in the competition? You mentioned Peter Wright maybe has a good chance.
Certainly Peter Wright. I think he's got the scoring power. He's got the bottle. And you've got to have the bottle to take out the big players. If we talk about outside the top three, Van Gerwen, Taylor and Anderson, you know, they're the three favourites. But then comes, as I said, Peter Wright, Dave Chisnell. Dave Chisnell's got the scoring power. In actual fact, the set format will suit Dave Chisnell because Dave Chisnell goes off the boil, the stats comes in a little bit. So that means he just loses a set. He doesn't go three legs behind. You go three legs behind against Van Gerwen, that's a problem. You've only lost one set, you can still win the next set. So the set format will suit someone like Dave Chisnell. You know, Robert Thornton, the Scot, I mean, he won the World Grand Prix. I mean, he's got quality. Youngsters, Michael Smith, I think it's too early in his career, but he is a force to be reckoned with in this game because he's got the scoring power. If you haven't got the scoring power, you're not going to win majors.
Well, it certainly sounds like there's a few quid to be won on some of the lesser known players this tournament. Anyway, all the best, and yeah, thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.